Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yerevin, Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting about the fourth line with the words Ma'olitin Pigum Lepigum and the Vilnius Rus Davids on Lamed Aleph Alam Bays near the top. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We had learned in the previous Amud, and we were discussing it. If we have a chain of structures beginning within 70 and a bit Amos from the city, and they're all within that same distance of each other, we are Ma'aber the city. We extend it and only begin measuring the Tchum from the furthest one. So the Gemara asks, Ma'olitin Pigum Lepigum. What about making a Pigum for a Pigum? In other words, there was an Eber given to the city because this pigum, this tower which was in 70 and a bit Amos, and then remember we draw a straight line from that pigum and that's where we begin measuring the city from. And let's say this first pigum was located northwest of the city, but if we follow this line that we drew from northwest all the way till northeast within 70 Amos of this northeast part, there's another pigum. It's definitely not within 70 Amos of the first one, but it is within 70 Amos of the line drawn from the first one. So do we count that as the Eber to the city or no? And the answer is Moshe Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Kain, that no sin pigum pigum. The following member from Shimon Lakish tells us that we do make a pigum to a pigum. The Ma'ar Shimon Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, Yachal ani lasis shite base mine misaber sim Tveria. I can make it a base mine, which is a city some distance away from Tveria. It could be considered an extension of Tveria, and it will be all like one. How is that possible? Because Va'at Roya asets Dadin kilu himalaya batim. We view that Dadin, which literally translated means a stadium, which was somewhat near Tveria, we view it as if it's full of houses. And Va'katrin, Nasun besuch shim mishraim with Dadin, the Katrin, which means either a fortress or a place to launder clothing. It was some sort of structure that was there. That's within 70 and a bit Amos from the stadium. And base mine, which is the city that we're trying to get to, that's within 70 and a bit from Katsrim. And we continue explaining, if we're just going to measure from this first pigum itself, less nafsha de srikin, this nefesh of srikin, it was some sort of structure over a kever which could be lived in, that's not within 70 and a bit Amos of the pigum. However, im timshach min p'chursa, if we measure from his line, from the extension that we draw from the pigum, nafsha de srikin besach shem mishraim, so this nefesh of srikin, again, the structure which is by the kever, which could be lived in, it would be considered within 70 and 2/3. Take a look at the picture we have over here on the bottom of the amud, titled Bays. We have Tveria, then at one side of the city we have this pigum, but then we draw this line, and then 70 and a bit amos away from it, we have this nefesh de srikin, and even though it's more than 70 amos away from the pigum, this diagonal line, we're still considering it connected because we're not measuring it from the pigum, rather from the line drawn from the pigum. Then we have this katsrin, and then we have base mine. All of them are within 70 and 2/3 amos of each other. So we see clearly from this Ma'ar Shimon Lakish that we are able to do so. We can continue extending the city as long as all these different structures are within 70 and 2/3 amos of the line that was drawn from the first structure. It doesn't actually have to be from the structure itself. Now we ask another question: Ma'ulitain ibur li ibur? Do we add an ibur to an ibur? The next mission discusses adding a karpef of 70 and a bit amos to a city. Dahainu, instead of measuring the tchum from the actual border of the city, we actually add a karpef, this bit of space, and then we measure the tchum. The question is, are going to we add this additional space to an addition that was already added onto the city? Namely, we have our city, then let's say we have a pigum within 70 and a bit amos away. Since we know that we measure from the pigum, do we add another 70 amos of a karpef and then measure? And the suggested answer is, Milsa Rav Shimon ben Chai Amar Kain, the following man from Shimon ben Chai tells us that we do. The Ma'ar Shimon ben Chai, Rav Shimon ben Chai said, and we had this at the top of the Amud, which was the end of the previous daf, Yachal ani lasus chiyu mahalchin mitzar letzidon, I'm able to make it that we can walk from Tzar all the way to Tzidon on Shabbos, and mitaveri letzipirin, from Tveria all the way to Tzipari, alidei ma'aris alidei burgenin, by way of caves and huts. Since these caves and huts are within 70 and a bit amos of each other, it's just considered like one long extension of a city, so we could walk from one all the way till the other. Clearly we see from here that we do add an Eber to an Eber. However, the Gemara says, not a raya, kan lehiloch v'kan le'Eber. The question that we're asking is in regards to walking. If a person wants to be able to walk outside the city and not have to measure the tchum until a point from some distance away, does he have this extra 70 and a bit amos to walk, even though there actually isn't a structure there? Whereas the Ma'ar from Rav Shimon ben Chai was talking about extending the city, Ibur, and there we had a number of structures that are able to be connected to each other. That's perfectly fine, and that has nothing to do with our question, and so we actually do not have an answer to this question. Moving on to discuss this, and this actually has to do with something that we mentioned yesterday. We had said that when making this Ibur to the city, this extension, we're only able to extend a maximum of 2,000 amas beyond the city. We have a regular city, and then we have one structure being connected to another, again, because they're within 70 and 2/3 amas of each other, we're able to make them as one big extension of the city only up until a max of 2,000 amas. Sadly, Mara tells us, Racha Amar, Racha says, Espagan Ruchi Aruba, Bar Kapara, Ruchi Aruba, and Bar Kapara argue about this. Chah number one says, Hadada Atmar, Bi'ir Gedailah. This is only said with a large city, Aval Bi'ir Katan, with a small city, city, we can't make this extension 2,000 amos because lo teyat esevis yisrael ikur. We can't have the addition of the city more than the main part of the city itself. If the city itself is not 2,000 amos, so how could we have the extension, the ibur of the city, be 2,000 amos? And therefore, we can only do this with a large city. However, the other one says, that whether it's a large or even small city, we could extend it 2,000 amos beyond, because even with a small city, we still have a regular tchum of 2,000 amos that extends beyond the city. So let's just say we have a regular small city, and we're not extending anything. We're not making an ibur for the city. We're just measuring 2,000 amos of tchum. So that 2,000 amos is technically considered part of the city. Therefore, if we just so happen to have structures that enable us to extend the city up until 2,000 amos, that's also fine, because again, that 2,000 amos is always considered part of the city, even if it's a small one. Now, more about this ibur, these extensions of the city. Amar Pinchas, he tells us, Ma'aseh Talmud Vasek, there's a story with the Talmud, Lama Nibura B'Shalosh Shana U'Mechtza L'Fnei Rabbi. He learned all the halachas of extending a city for 3.5 years by his Rebbe, and Ubav Ibris HaGalil, he came in and he was Ma'aber the Galil, meaning he went to the north of Eretz Yisrael, and he delineated all the different cities and what's considered their extensions, and therefore the Tchum only had to be measured from there. However, L'Hispek L'Abris HaDarim, he wasn't able to do this to the south of Eretz Yisrael, Achenit Fahashah, until this time, meaning the opportunity was lost, as because the Romans came and ruined everything. Another discussion, Rabbah quotes Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav, that Yershihi Benuya Kamin Keshes. We have a city that's built like a bow, either like a rainbow or a horseshoe, a half circle, however you want to say it. We have a picture over here in the Karbon Eidah, and Rechaim Kanevsky draws a picture. We have in the Art Scroll as well. Everyone's got pictures of this. We have this bow-shaped city, and our discussions are going to be about going from one end to the other. It could be called from one arm to the other, tip A to tip B, or arm A to arm B. Is one allowed to walk from one to the other on Shabbos? So Yesh Bein Zu LaZu, Lamadalon on Bez on top, Arbas Alafim Chasar Achas. If in between the two tips of the city, there's 4,000 amas minus one, meaning a maximum of 3,999 amas, Malchus Kula, V'chutz Alalpaim Amma, he could walk that entire distance and beyond it 2,000 amas, which basically means this entire empty area in between the two arms of the half circle, it's really considered all filled up. It's all part of the same city. And therefore, the tchum of the city is measured from the outside of these two arms, 2,000 amos in that direction and 2,000 amos in the other direction. However, Harbas Alafim, if there's 4,000 amos in between these two arms, Ein Lo Yimakim Eruvay El Alpayim Amo, he only gets 2,000 amos from his Eruv, meaning from where he's located at the tip of one of the arms, he gets to walk 2,000 amos from each of the arms, and the whole space is not considered filled up. And why is this? Because Amar Vacha, Rav Vacha says, Sofer of Shmuel, Rav Shmuel holds, is a pretty simple calculation. In Yitain Sandaloy Hacha, if he starts up from tip A of the city, he walks 2,000 amos, which would be his regular tchum, and he puts his sandals down. Hu asi bura v'nasi loin. He could walk all the way outside, which means he could walk back into tip A of the city, walk the entire horseshoe, the entire half circle, making this really long detour through all the houses of the city, up through the half circle, down to tip B, v'nasi loin, and he could take them. Because when he walks out of tip B, all he has to do is walk 1,999 amos, and that's where his shoes are. Because remember, he placed them down 2,000 amos away from arm A. Now he walks 1,999 from arm B, he can take his shoes. And the same thing in the reverse. V'in yitain sandaloi hacha, if he puts his shoes down over here, meaning if he walks 2,000 amos out of arm B, puts his sandals down, hu asli bara v'nasi loin, he can do the same thing. Retrace his steps to the beginning of arm B, walk all the way up through the city, this whole half circle, this whole horseshoe, all the way to the tip of arm A, then walk 1,999 amos out and pick up his sandals there, because that's where they're located, only 1,999 away from tip A. And therefore, we would say, Minkan Asabura, Minkan Asabura, he could pick his shoes up from either side, no matter which side he had put them down on. And therefore, Meiruach Achas Aser, Meshtei Rucha is Mutter, are you going to say that to get them from one direction it's Aser, but from two directions is Mutter? Namely, if the two tips are within 3,999 amos away from each other, since there's a technical possibility of being able to leave the end of arm one, put his sandals down, walk all the way around, and pick them up from arm two, so he should just be able to do that in a straight line and not have to go all the way around. And again, that's why when we have 2,000 amos of arm A overlaps the 2,000 amos of arm B, we look at it as if it's all filled up with houses, it's one tchum, and he could walk from arm A to arm B and vice versa, and we would only measure the tchum from the outside of arm A and B, but the inside is all one thing. It's only when they're 4,000 amos away from each other, so here there's no way that he's able to put down his sandals by the halfway point and then walk all the way through the city and pick them up from the other side. So there, the whole thing is not considered filled up with homes. On to another discussion. Rabba says, B'shem Rav Yehuda, Haisa Yirachas Gedailo. Let's say we have one very large city. V'yesh b'charetz amak asara v'einoy rachav arba. That's a proper girsa. We have a ditch running through the city. It's 10 tfachim deep, but it's not 4 tfachim wide. So then, You view the whole thing as if it's just filled up with dirt and rocks, and it's all considered like one city. Vimlav, if not, so then you view it as if it's totally open, meaning it's considered like two separate cities. Now, this doesn't have to do with Tchum, because since they're so close to each other, these two separate cities would still have the same exact Tchum. Over here, the relevance is regarding Erve Chatzeros, when they're considered like two separate cities divided by this ditch of 10 by 4, so then they would need two separate Erve Chatzeros, but if they were one, then they wouldn't. Another Dan, Rabbah Bar Ami Bar Yecheskel, says B'Shem Rav, Yir Shehi Benuya Al Sfas HaNachal. We have a city which is built at the edge of a Nachal. A Nachal, literally translated, means a creek or a stream. Over here, it's referring to just like a large riverbed that during the winter months has water flowing through it, but during the summer, it's usually dry. And the question is, does this Nachal get counted as part of the city, and then we start measuring the Tchum only beyond it, or no? So it depends. If from the wall of the city until the Nachal is 4 Tvachim, Madin Menachayma, so then we just measure from the wall, and the Nachal is not considered part of the city. It would be part of the Tchum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos of the city, but not actually part of the city, whereas Shloi Shabbos within 3 Tvachim of the city wall, just a 1 Tvach difference, then Madin Misfasa Nachal Chitzoino, we start measuring the Tchum of the city from the outer edge of the Nachal, which means it's subsumed into the city, as long as the Nachal itself is not 70 and a bit Amos. But now the question is as follows. Manan Kamen, what are we talking about over here? If the slope of the Nachal itself rises to a height of 10 Tfachim within 3 Amos, that means that it's pretty steep. We're going to really measure from the outer edge of the Nachal? How could you say that? It's pretty difficult for people from the city to actually access and use the Nachal due to the fact that the slope is so steep. And so how could you consider it part of the city, even if it's within 3 Tfachim of the wall? And if you want to say that the slope of the Nachal is not so steep, that it actually only gains to a height of 10 Tfachim across a distance of 4 Amos, are you going to say that we really only measure from the wall of the city because it's 4 Tfachim away and that's too far? Why should that make sense? It's very easy to access this Nachal and to use it because the slope is not so steep. So why are we saying that just because it's 4 Tfachim away from the wall of the city, it's not considered part of it at all? The slope is not so steep and we're able to use it with this city. Al rather, the Gemara answer is, Imkan and Ankaimen, what are we referring to? Mishalosh ve'ad arba. That the slope of this Nachal gets to a height of 10 Tfachim in between 3 and 4 Amos. And that means that it's not so easy to access it, but it's not so difficult. And it's over here makes a difference of how close it is to the city. If it's within 3 Tfachim of the wall of the city, then we say, okay, it's part of the city, even though it's not so easy to use it. Whereas if it's 4 Tfachim away from the wall of the city, so we say, okay, it's already considered a little too far away from the city, and it's a little bit difficult to use because the slope is somewhat steep, and therefore we say it's not included in the city, and we would measure the Tchum from the wall and not from the other side of the Nachal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss measuring the Tchum of a city. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.